always trust that you are being guided, and when you trust your intuition, lean on your intuition and trust that you're being guided by your spirit guides, by universe, by God, by your higher self. And when you follow the truth, don't blame yourself, don't doubt yourself, because you're always guided to get the message that is coming through you. Whoa, yes! And that message is medicine. This is the medicine that you have to share with others. And it's so, so potent, it's so powerful. And when you feel that the message, the medicine, the lesson is coming through you, and you're in a state of love, that highest frequency, you are actually manifesting.
The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your Hype Girl D, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started.
What is up, my fearless tribe? I'm just gonna share how I feel at this moment. So I'm gonna walk you through how I'm going through this frequency transition. We're gonna call this one transition from fear to love, which is, if you know the consciousness scale or emotional scale or the emotional frequency scale, whatever you want to call it, there's always a range of emotions that we move through, right? And this is still so fresh for me, this emotion that I'm experiencing right now. It's anger. It's not rage, it's anger. I'm just angry, I'm mad, you know, I'm furious. And I wanna actually do this online to get to the frequency of love, joy, enlightenment, bliss, you know, the highest frequency possible, because that's the frequency when you attract and manifest your desires so rapidly. Because when you're in a low frequency, you're just blocking things, okay? So let's recalibrate the energies together here live. If this is your first time, take a big deep breath in and out and just vibe with me. We're gonna go through this. This one is a juicy one, you guys. So I recently did this beautiful, beautiful quest called Quantum Love. And I realized how much of the content that I have been creating through this podcast has been actually shifting from the ego frequency to home frequency, going from that fear to love, from mind to heart, right? And it's been such a beautiful journey just to see my brand and my podcast evolve. Because the representation of being fearless is actually same as being in a frequency of love, okay? So I consciously always wanna be in a place of love. And that means that I have like no fear. No fear. I always go towards fear because I know that that's like always something greater on the other side. But the fear is the lowest frequency, right? So if you can, while you are listening to this, if you can imagine that we have this frequency scale and the lowest vibration is actually fear, on some of some of the authors also say, like, it's grief, depression, powerlessness, and you are in this victim mode. Why is this happening to me? Okay, so this is the question. And then you have all in the middle, insecurity, guilt, unworthiness, hatred, rage, revenge, jealousy, anger, where I am right now, blame, doubt, disappointment. And you come to this anger is actually the transition to the more positive, right? You go to hopeful and courageous from anger, right? So, and then of course all the positive ones, from frustration, anger, hope, enthusiasm, bliss, which is the highest state, right? We all want to be in a state of bliss, because that's just blissful. And I want to actually walk you through, and if you have a possibility or ability, if you're driving your car and listening to this, or you're running around, or you're working out, you probably won't be able to do this, but if you're just like chilling and listening to this, take your journal, take your notebook and pen, and just tune into the frequency, the vibe, the emotion that you are going through right now. So for me, that is anger. It's anger. So the question is, so how am I feeling right now? So for me, it's anger. And I take a breath in and I just connect with my body and I ask myself, where do I feel this anger? And it's in my chest, you know, it's around the heart. And yes, I'm angry because of the relationship, and of course it's connected with the heart. So I put my hands on my heart and I just breathe through. I breathe through that heart chakra. So you will always connect with the chakra, right? And while I'm breathing, I'm also thinking, what is the lesson of this feeling that I need to hear, that I need to feel? What is the lesson? Okay, so the lesson is, I'm angry because this is so much fun, you guys. I'm gonna be so vulnerable with you right now. I'm angry because I did something so irrational and so hasty that I don't regret it, but I'm actually doubting. Oh, so here comes the doubt as well. So doubt and anger. So doubt and anger are very much in alignment. They are in the same, almost the same frequency. Okay, so where is doubt? So doubt is in my solar plexus. So I have like heart and solar plexus that are kind of like blocked and the energy can't move through, right? And solar plexus, okay, so it's my creative center, right? Doubt. Why am I doubting myself? Why am I doubting this? And then what is the doubt that needs to actually, what do I need to learn from the doubt, the frequency of doubt? That I need to trust myself. So I'm actually raising the frequency, okay? So this is so much fun. So I'm trusting. So trust is above the hate, above the blame, above the or anger, above the even hopefulness, right? So trusting is somewhere in the middle. And trusting is also like, you can come into the question of, why is this happening for me? So when you're in your ego, when you're in your fear, you're asking yourself, why is this happening to me in the victim mode? So when you're getting to this trusting, okay, so why is this, you trust, this is happening for me, okay? So, okay, so the question is, I trust. What is the trust actually teaching me right now? That I'm worthy. So I'm actually raising the vibration of worthiness. I feel good enough. I go into a place of love, right? So I'm moving towards love and I'm actually like shifting. Where do I feel love? So love would be again in the heart. So that means that I'm actually unlocking my heart and I'm opening my heart to feel the love that it's within me. And when you get to this frequency of love, of joy, and you just feel that you came home, right, from the ego to home, you feel that emotions are coming through you. So what is coming through me? What is coming through me in this very moment that I need to that I need to pass on to others, that I need to teach others? Is that the lesson is that always trust that you are being guided, and when you trust your intuition, lean on your intuition and trust that you're being guided by your spirit guides, by universe, by God, by your higher self. And when you follow the truth, don't blame yourself, don't doubt yourself, because you're always guided to get the message that is coming through you. Whoa, yes. And that message is medicine. This is the medicine that you have to share with others. And it's so, so potent, it's so powerful. And when you feel that the message, the medicine, the lesson is coming through you, when you're in a state of love, that highest frequency, you are actually manifesting. Ah, so good. You're manifesting anything you desire, because you are not thinking about yourself, but it's you and the co-creation and the game, the play with the universe. It's you and someone else, and you and what is the benefit beyond you. Oh, this is so, so good, you guys. I literally, when I started to record this, I was so freaking angry, and I was like, I'm so furious. I need to channel this anger. This anger is actually a catalyst for something greater. And I was able to actually get the lesson. And the lesson was actually to trust myself. Isn't that the truth? We always go back to that. Trust yourself. Trust your true essence. Trust that you're always guided and there is no right or wrong. There just is. And learn the lesson and let it go. Don't be stuck in the vibration frequency of that ego, right? Okay, so now when we shift in from anger to highest frequency, okay, so what do we do with that? You don't have to do anything. You know, sometimes we feel like, oh, so I have to do with this hype energy. Ooh, this is the next level. And sometimes we feel, oh, now I'm hyped. Now I feel so much love, so much joy, so much bliss, enlightenment. I have to do something with this energy. You don't have to do anything. You just be in this energy. Just feel it. It's so, so yummy and it's so juicy. And that energy will give you anything you desire. You just have to be and just walk like a queen and go around the world and just soak it all in, because you are so deserving all that you want. Okay? And yeah, sometimes, you know, when you also are trying to just shift through these energies, and if it doesn't work, I love to move, you know, I just love to move. That's my being. That's my highest expression of me. I love to just, you know, just be in this flow of love, and that's all you need. That's all, you guys. Don't overcomplicate this. It's so, so simple. It's actually the energy, it's the vibration, it's the frequency you're in. that is being manifested. So good. This is the work that I absolutely love and adore because it's so simple. And I actually didn't know how I'm gonna work through this. And here I am. Very honest, transparent, vulnerable practice of shifting from anger to love and to actually embracing the lesson of trusting myself. That's it. This was a short solo episode, and I hope this gives you value. And if you have any questions, you guys, around this work, please, you know, just message me on Instagram. I absolutely love to, you know, give you a voice message, or, you know, I just love to connect with you. I love to give you feedback. If this really, really resonates with you, I would love to connect. Let me know, what was your aha moment? Did you got a breakthrough? Did you shifted from love frequency to high frequency? And remember, you know, when we go from ego to home frequency, from ego to love, from fear to love, we call this quantum love. And it's from that place of, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening for me? To, this is happening through me. And that's the medicine. That's how we're going to heal the world through the lenses of love. I absolutely adore you. I love you so much for being here with me, for listening to this podcast, for supporting my mission to give everyone permission to be, do, and have whatever they desire. I love you so much. And till next time, have fun and don't forget to be awesome. Mwah.
My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you and I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.